Joined here by Coach Ty Stillwell of the Grundy R5 Girls and Boys. We'll go ladies first, as we always do here on the Grundy R5 Coaches Shows. Lady Panthers, just looking at the bracket here. They're going to have Gilman City coming up tomorrow, 7:30 from Galt, and Tri-County coming up at 6 o'clock Thursday night, also from Galt. Over the past week, pretty busy for the Lady Panthers, and very successful. They've won 5 in a row, beat Gilman City and Winston on the road, Brunswick at home last week. Congrats on the success with the Lady Panthers, Coach.
Thank you.
You have a young basketball team, so we knew that they would, you know, as young, talented teams go, they'd have some growing pains, but you'd figure they'd start to show improvements by late in the season. 5-game winning streak, is that what we're starting to see? Are the girls kind of starting to figure things out slowly at the varsity level?
We are. They're definitely seeing the floor a lot better on the offensive end. I think that's one of the freshmen, and those young mistakes that you have is they just don't see the floor very well and kind of know when to attack, when not to. So I think our young players are really stepping up and starting to understand the game at this level now.
Did you, and I know you had, obviously, in your games at the Meadville Invitational, Tyne Avalon by far and away was the toughest team that you played, but against Hale and against Northwestern, you took care of your business well. Did you build some momentum, do you feel like, out of the Meadville tournament with the way you finished?
I believe so. You know, anytime you're able to bring hardware home from a tournament, it always gives you a good feeling, a little bit of a confidence boost. So, you know, I think that played in a big factor of being able to play with a lot of confidence and make shots on Tuesday night.
Against Gilman City, and it doesn't say it when you look at Misha, but I know in talking with a coach that this was the case. The game went overtime, so yeah, it was a struggle at Gilman City. You figured it would be, but you found a way. What were the things that tipped things your way in that Tuesday night game, Coach?
And just the defensive end, you know, I thought our girls did a great job defensively, knowing where Ava was at, and making sure she, anytime she made a basket, it was a tough basket. And, you know, I didn't, you know, comparatively speaking, we didn't have as many turnovers this game as we've had in some other games in the past. And, you know, the first time we played them, we had a lot of turnovers down the stretch. So the girls being able to tighten things up near the end of the game and close it out was, you know, really greatly and beneficial.
Is there a feeling right now, especially you got a 5-game winning streak, you got a couple of pool play games in the tournament, you got, as we said, tomorrow against Gilman City, Thursday against Tri-County, they're both in your gym. Is there a feeling that if you don't make the conference championship game, you're going to be real disappointed this week, Coach?
A little bit. You know, we know that where we kind of sit now, you know, early in the season, we talked about wanting to play in this game, and I think now that we've gotten to this level and beating some teams, our girls kind of understand that that's not just a unrealistic goal that we set. It's actually something that we really can achieve. So, you know, we're going to take care of business against Gilman. We know they're going to come back ready to go against us. So, you know, that's going to be the first big test on Tuesday, and then Tri-County, it'll be another big one on Thursday.
What is, when you start to look at Gilman in that rematch tomorrow, Coach, what are the ways that Gilman challenges you the most?
Well, I mean, it first starts with Ava Link, but she's such a great player at this level. She's strong, she's physical, she's quick, so she can get her shot kind of whenever she wants. So it's very important that we keep her shots to a minimum, just because she is kind of the X factor on determining how the game goes. And I thought down the stretch, you know, last Tuesday, that was a difference maker. We made someone else try to hit the open shot or just get the ball out of Ava's hand. So I thought that's going to be the biggest thing and the biggest challenge this next time.
It looks like if you compare Tuesday with Thursday last week, and it was not a huge difference, especially when they take overtime into the equation, but your win at Winston, the buckets were a little bit more difficult to come by. It was a little bit lower scoring, kind of more of a grinding game. Would that be correct?
Yeah, it was a grind. You know, I thought in the first half, you know, it was probably one of our worst shooting halves of the season, but, you know, it's kind of one of those things. We were getting good looks, you know, we were getting open shots, so there's nothing to be mad about. You just kind of went, no. We went in the locker room at halftime and just said, you know, just keep shooting with confidence that the ball's eventually going to go in, because, you know, we were doing a lot of great things offensive, and, you know, it finally started to break free a little bit in the second half, and we was able to kind of separate just a little bit.
How much of a confidence booster is it when you go on the road and, you know, you don't shoot the best, but you just kind of find a way to hang in it? You just eventually shots are going to fall. When you don't play your best and you still find a way to get a victory at the end of the night, how much of a confidence boost is that for a young basketball team?
It's a big confidence boost, but I think what it really does is just show the importance to our girls of how important our defense has to be. You know, I don't think we're ever going to light up the scoreboards and, you know, have a tremendous, outstanding shooting night, but, you know, the fact that our defense keeps us in ball games and still gives us a chance to win it, even on bad shooting nights, it goes to show that our defense, how important it is in order for us to win.
you beat Brunswick at your place 38-31 on Friday. That's admittedly, I haven't seen Brunswick play in several years, so I don't know what this year's team looks like. What sort of a game was that for the Lady Panthers on Friday?
It was a really good one. You know, it was kind of one of those games that we got out ahead early, and you know, we never really looked back. And I know the score was single digits basically the whole game, but we never let them go on too big of a run, and we kind of stayed just that little bit of separation the entire game. So I thought the girls did a great job of not turning it over, hitting shots when they needed to, and really just playing great defense. So I was really, really pleased with the way we played on Friday night.
So game against Gilman City Tuesday, Tri-County on Thursday. Depending on how the Panthers do, they will get slotted either consolation final Friday at 5, third place game Friday at 8, or the championship Saturday at 4. All of those trophy round games will be played at Winston. The two pool play games will be over in Galt this week. We'll be back and talk with Coach about the Grundy or 5 boys coming right up.